If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Did I not say that I put that in manual? Did I not say that? I put in a manual, right?
You say all kinds of stuff.
But I definitely
did say. I don't drink anymore. Oh, but I did spend the night by the toilet the other night. Come on. What are you talking about?
Hang on, let me put it in here. I didn't drink anymore. I said I don't party like I used to.
Oh, okay.
I only spent one night of my vacation on the floor.
All right.
How do I get rid of this? I need to stop this.
Well,
I need to just stop it. It's okay. Blah, blah, blah. Hello. It's Tuesday. It's the Sarah and Vinny Show. Off to a normal Tuesday start.
Hello, Tuesday.
Did I not say to you that I put it in?
I told you my screen's dark. I can't check your work. God.
I didn't see either, so I'm gonna blame the equipment because
Tim.
We've had all kinds of issues.
Tim loves getting blamed for stuff.
Sure he does.
Yeah. Who doesn't?
I blame the gremlins that come into the studios when we're not here.
You know, it's as valid as anything else.
Well, I definitely don't talk into my mic anymore because I know it's being used all the time.
Oh, yeah. No, it turns out when your mics are off, there's still someone can pull that up and over.
No. I say all the stuff I'm going to say and they can pull it up and they can hear me.
I found out we just have no privacy at all.
No, I know that. But so is that what you're doing in corporate? Instead of paving
listening
the way for the
us.
Future, you're busy listening to us off mic. I hope not.
You just don't want anybody else's germs.
But the cooties on this mic have made me move it away from my mouth. So if there's been a difference in sound, it's because I realize.
Isn't that your mic screen?
I don't carry that around. And if I take
Why
it
not?
Off, because if I take it off, the people who come in here and use it are going to go, where's the mic screen?
Well, we could put that one on it.
Those are two different mics.
Are they?
Aren't they?
No, they're just different
the same
mic screens.
And there's also mic screens in there. Listen to me, Vinny. I have never, ever used anybody else's mic screen. This comes off and comes with me everywhere I go. You, of all people, you're the guy who brings your own bedding places.
I do.
Can you please bring him one of those and write his name on it?
Well, no, don't do that. But I will see if engineers have a new one aside.
We'll get you your own mic screen.
Something that lets him approach his mic. He's a DJ who needs to talk into the microphone.
I've just made some adjustments. I'm trying to be a good.
I sit 4 feet back from the mic. I noticed the other day. I'm like, why is he so far away from the mic?
I've been doing that for months now because I realized this mic's used more than probably any of them.
Yes.
They sit in this seat.
Yeah.
Yep.
And they do their thing.
Do whatever things need to be done.
It doesn't matter.
All right. It's on the list. It's going on right now with the other thing.
Literally no one uses it. This is the studio everyone uses. It's so awesome.
I guess.
They don't use that one. Just pull one of those and just make it yours, Vin.
Why don't we go do our thing in there then?
Just all be in the same room?
Why not?
Because he's got to listen to stuff.
Oh, right.
I don't know.
Sounds.
Well, I don't know. You really scared me with how stinky he is, and he's not that stinky.
Well, that's because you don't share in a room with
us. I'm not stinky.
You're a little bit stinky. Sometimes you rip one that is just like, whoa, who died up there?
That was pre.
Oh, you're saying now with your new healthier attitudes. It is true. I have not smelled him at all since he's been back.
Well, you had me really worried.
Oh,
and then you were like, and he's going to be in the room with us. And I just went, you know what? I'm going to go in there. Because I don't want to be the guy that starts going all.
Thanks for paving the way for me, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Hey, it's Maddie. He stinks. He's not very good at his job.
No, she said you're good at your job.
Sarah did not ever say you are good at your job of all time. No, I said, well, because I knew that, listen, in the past, you did sit in the room with
us. I was very smelly, and I sat in the room. Yeah, I did.
He likes to be in the room. I don't know if that's like your end game, but you like to be in the room where it's happening.
We have sight lines, and like I can see, you can see me, I can see you, I can.
You're comfortable in there, aren't you?
I'm fine now.
You got your own thing going on.
I kind of got my own thing going on in here, so.
Good.
Well, and you can rip one at will without having to worry.
Yeah.
Although, have you ever noticed how you're like, I'm going to let one go, and then immediately someone comes walking into the room? Like, it's uncanny.
Yeah.
Like, I'll rip one and be like, whoa, that one's, oof.
Wow.
Oh, hi, John.
John.
Whoever came walking in.
You're
like, oh, great.
John now? Poor John.
Oh, this is locker room talk, people.
Is completely used to it. This is not locker room talk. Apparently, locker room talk goes way further.
Can I slightly change the subject?
Yes, you can. I see that you're holding something that you want us to eat.
I brought something.
I
told you that.
I just thought you might want
a round of sausage.
I do. I'm going to have.
I feel like
we should have a round of sausage.
I'm not
Vinny.
Going to. I cannot.
Oh, come on.
He can't do it. I'm telling you, he doesn't even mean to be like tactless about it. He simply cannot put that
I
in his mouth.
I cannot do it.
Because if he does, his finger will follow it. Because
no,
for some reason,
true.
It's Listen, not just that he reflexively retches. It's that he reflexively shoves his fingers down his throat.
You probably don't pay any attention to anything I ever say, and that's understandable. But I'm sure there's a listener out there that will actually back me up here. I've said a million times, I'm not looking for new meats. I'm not trying to find the new meat. I don't really, you know, like the person who's like,
that's a new Vinny-ism. I'm not looking for new meats.
I'm not going to find any new meats.
You know, duck bill, seal lips, deer bologna.
It's a round of deer bologna.
All of it. Nah.
I would like that. I'm gonna treat myself a round of sausage here. Yeah.
I want you to.
Yeah, I'm going to do it. Listen, I've had venison and I hate it. It's gamey and gross tasting.
Well, then now I really know I'm not doing it.
I told him early. Hey, Maddie. All right, here we go. Oh, you gonna take a video of this? Hold on, let me get you on a mic here. I think this is your mic.
Okay, so this is sweet bologna, made from last year's deer up in Pennsylvania.
Oh God, it's thick.
Thank you. Thank you, Jason Stuck.
What do you mean last year's deer?
Well, because you get it, then you process it, and then you make the deer bologna and you freeze it. And one of my friends, Jason, back up in Pennsylvania.
Hey, Jason.
Sent me or made sure that when I left, I had a round of deer sausage for you to try. So,
okay, here's what I'm gonna say about it's really soft too, and it feels like it's been in your pocket. It's really warm.
It's fine, it was in the refrigerator until this morning.
Okay, so these are like picture a small or like a large pepperoni, but it's a full quarter inch deep. This is Stop it. Vinny, stop making those noises.
The whole thing
I can't,
in your
it's
mouth.
Really, I'm not putting the whole thing on. Here's the thing. You can't expect me to like put this in my mouth and not yak if you are making those sounds in the background. You gotta stop it. I'm gonna treat myself a round of sausage right now.
Go for it.
Oh my God, it's actually really good.
What?
Actually really tasty.
Are you just saying that to yourself
I'm
to get it down your throat?
Okay, I'm
totally.
All right, that's it. So there we go.
Maddie, that was a treat. I'm going to swallow it soon. Put the whole thing in.
That's what she said.
You're so brave.
You know, it's
sure
not bad.
Thin.
Honestly.
Sure. Oh, it's so good.
So you eat some.
I'll eat this whole bag will get gone this morning.
Oh, he just took a giant bite without fear.
Deer bologna.
The whole thing. Oh, my goodness.
So it tastes like very familiar spices, like a very familiar sausage slice spice.
Mm-hmm.
So it was not bad. I was very afraid.
It's a little dry. This batch is a little dry, but it's good.
All right.
Thank you for trying.
Oh, my God. Thank you for bringing it in. Vinny, thank you for not.
I'm disappointed in you.
Oh, that's really harsh. I'm sorry about that.
I don't even want to tell you that. There's a club you can join for that.
I'm disappointed in Vinny Club. Actually, the dues are very expensive, and you have to pay them.
What?
Join the I'm Disappointed in Vinny Club.
I don't mean to, but yeah, that's. Let's see here. A couple texts, 800-400-3697. Good morning. You guys seem in a mood today already. Happy Tuesday.
Not in a mood. I'm just super bummed out. Like, I put it in manual, and now it's not there anymore.
Four and five says, I love when you guys talk shop.
Were we talking, Joe?
Well, the equipment.
Yeah. I suppose that's true. We're not in a mood.
Did Sarah have to write two apology letters to both Riley and Sean after her night?
And my sister. Yeah.
You did?
Maybe you don't know. When I wake up after being hammered, immediately feel horrible about myself, my life, everything I'm doing, my responsibilities that have clearly been shirked. Like, I am just a wreck. I have anxiety.
That's a real thing.
No doubt. I've actually been trying to talk myself off the ledge for years. And because every time I would even just have a fun night, like my friends started going, you have to stop this. We were all drinking. We were all having fun. You were no better or worse than any of us. Like, don't, you got to stop it. So I've been trying to be like, and sometimes by noon, you're like, yeah, it was fine. Who cares? Whatever. But I was really hammered, so I wrote everybody apology notes. Mm. Oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I'm such an embarrassment to the family. They're like, we were all drunk. No one noticed.
Oh.
People are disappointed in you, Vinny. That's nice of
them to say. Is there a whole club of people disappointed in Vinny?
There's like 100 texts.
No, there are not. I'm disappointed in Vinny, too. Just hold your nose and try it. No.
It's tasty. There's nothing to hold your nose about. It's very good.
It's not tasty. It's just sausage. But it is not gamey like I expected it to be. Like venison I've had in the past, I've just been like, that clearly has a specific taste and I don't like it.
Mm. Well, but never had it cooked right.
Maybe that's true.
Yeah.
Because I just was like, I was in the Vinny Club at that point. I'm not looking to find any new meats. I have all the meats selection that I want.
Mm. I'm going to enjoy this this morning. Yeah.
Someone wrote in, the question is, Sarah, did Sarah and John sleep in separate rooms when in New York?
No, we didn't. No. We normally would, but because we were sort of planned. Oh, actually, when we got to our Airbnb, we slept in separate rooms.
Oy.
Actually, we didn't. Oh, my God. We shared a room the whole time. Yeah, it was terrible.
Oh. I'm sorry, John.
Yeah.
Well, at least he did. You know, he got a break from, you know, you're sleeping in the bathroom. So.
Well, that one night, yes.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. I think he might have been the one who woke me up and put me in the bed.
I'm sure he was.
Mm. 707 says, I can't find the Sarah and Vinny podcast on Odyssey.
Oh. Well, you're not looking because it's there.
Yeah.
It has been on time and beautiful.
Yeah, you really put some effort into it. I've gotten some feedback on your amazing, I'm Not Disappointed in Maddie Club fan page.
Is that right?
As opposed to the I'm Disappointed in Vinny fan page? No, nobody has said anything. But there have been no complaints, right?
Well, not that I've seen.
Other than this person saying they can't find it. So let me ask you something, because I have not looked for our podcast on Odyssey. You get on there and you just type in the Sarah and Vinny Show?
Sarah and Vinny full show or Sarah and Vinny Show. It's there. You can listen to old podcasts, too, if you liked The Secret Show. They're still up there.
Mm-hmm.
So there's all kinds of ways to find it. Go to RadioAlice.com, hit podcast, it's right there.
Boom.
There's your easy way.
Boom.
To do it.
Hit podcast, we're right there.
And by the way, you can find the podcast everywhere.
Yeah, anywhere the podcasts are. But we want you to use our Odyssey app.
Please. Use Odyssey.
If you can, please. We're very much we're attached to it. $1 billion was spent developing that thing.
Billions.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can tell.
Yeah.
It's like it's a top-notch app, and honestly, we prefer that you listen to us that way.
And I'll say this. I have a lot of technically challenged people back home, and they've all figured it out.
Oh.
So they're listening.
Oh. I've
got,
wow.
We got a crew that listens in the morning and already. And
if West Virginia can find this thing, you can find
that's
it.
That's not nice.
Listen, you. It's you. It's not us. It's you.
Between rounds of deer sausage, everybody's listening to the show.
Treat yourself around a round of sausage.
Treat yourself a round of deer sausage.
Treat yourself a round of sausage. Deer.
And then the Vinny response.
No.
No.
I'm not looking to find any new meats.
Someone like that.
I love that.
It's great. It's
great. I'm not looking for new meats. Classic Vinny.
Yeah. It's like, well, thank you for stepping up and giving us what we are all looking for from you. Oh, my God.
That's funny. 302.
Oh, huh?
Where's 302?
Who are you and where are you? 302. I used to love the area codes because you'd go, oh, that's Chicago but I don't know 302.
Well, and now there's so many, every number's been used.
Delaware.
Delaware.
Hello, I'm in Delaware.
A302.
Hello,
and here's the other
Delaware.
Thing. They could be here because we don't change our area codes anymore. I would have my phone the same number if I lived in Vermont as if I lived here.
Just too funny. I'm a member of both clubs. I'm not disappointed in Maddie Club, and I'm disappointed in Vinny Club. LOL, thanks for making me have a great morning in Delaware.
Well, what are you going to do?
The video of that will be on the Alice Instagram, and I'll throw it up on the Facebook
page. Oh, that's going to be great.
Yeah.
That's great.
There you go.
More video of me eating sausage. That's what I'm looking for.
And Vinny.
I like it.
Yeah. And Vinny gagging. Okay. Well, you guys, listen.
Oh, my God.
What?
We blew through the whole.
I know. I actually just looked at the clock and went, that is very surprising. But we have yapped a bunch of, we have treated ourselves around a sausage.
Mm.
I mean, we do get going and time does fly. Every freaking break, I'm always like, oh no, how did that go? What happened?
I mean, you're doing a good show.
Sure. KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco, Sarah, Vinny, Alice's morning show. Wide over, you better work today. See you in a sec.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drop deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.